Next item on the agenda, this is also a public hearing. This is, proposed amendments to Chapter 4 VAC 20-610 pertaining to commercial fishing and mandatory harvest reporting and established requirements of authorized blue crab fishery agents. The big thing here is something similar to what Andy said, and you're going to be hearing it a lot, I think, with some fisheries items. We need to remove the year-specific requirement in here. This is a public hearing, so I'll give a little bit of background on the issue. 2 years ago, and at the February 2013 meeting, this commission established a cap on the number of agents allowed in the blue crab fishery. That was done on a recommendation by CMAC, your Crab Management Advisory Committee. They had been seeing some information provided by staff that showed that agenting in the blue crab fishery had the number of agents allowed in the fishery had been increasing. There's a concern with latent effort. The blue crab stock has been under duress. In 2008, it was declared a disaster. Currently, we see about 60% of the eligible licensees actually harvesting. So there's another 40% of the fishery that could jump into this fishery at any time. And one of the concerns, of course, with agenting is that you can be shifting an inactive license into a very active license. With that, the cap was set based on the 2012 number, which was the highest number of agents used at any time, plus an additional 10%, and that got the number in regulation here to 168 agents. In fact, with that, the commissioner has the authority to grant hardships as well on top of that cap of 168 agents. We've received no public comment to date, but as we mentioned at the request for a public hearing last month, CMAC would be meeting prior to this public hearing. The CMAC meeting fell on the 18th, which unfortunately, less than 24 hours before that, about 8 to 12 inches of snow fell on Virginia. So CMAC did not have enough attendees for a quorum. There were about 7 attendees out of the 17. They did discuss this issue. And one thing that they looked at as far as the cap was how many – we had 153 agents apply in 2012, as I said. At that time, it was the highest number. In 2014, we actually had a higher number apply. 157 individuals asked for use of an agent. However, only 124 were actually active that actually reported harvest as an agent. CMAC was thinking, and again, this was asked to be brought up as a recommendation. However, no motion was made since they didn't have a quorum to vote on this. But their thinking was that perhaps lowering the cap to 125, since that would be the highest number of agents that have actually ever reported in this fishery. Yes, and we do see individuals that are requesting a crab agent need to come to the commission and actually apply with fisheries management staff. And as we've been tracking this, since the cap has been put in place, we know that not all of these individuals are the same 153 from 2012. We are seeing new interest. We have 51 licensees in 2014 who didn't use an agent in 2012 that are now using this. So as I mentioned, this is a public hearing and it's been advertised in accordance with the 28.2-209 in the Code of Virginia. Staff is recommending that this chapter be amended to remove 2014 from subsection C4, A and B, in 610-30.
Is there a staff recommendation on lowering?
Well, the staff
Please, Chief.
Okay. Although CMAC only had 7 individuals present, the meeting before, it is quite clear, as staff mentioned to the commission last meeting, that CMAQ is intent at looking at all types of effort control, as is the Blue Crab panel, the industry panel. And really, it got to the point with the last CMAQ meeting that most of the members were saying it really just goes down to agents should be when someone is incapacitated temporarily, needs permission from the commissioner, a return to 20 years ago. CMAQ still needs to work on this, but I think what they did, even though there was not a majority, a quorum, I think the recommendation is something staff would like to go with, 125, especially since 51 new licensees came in 2014 and had agents. That tells us that the intent the commission made back in 2013 based on 2012 has already gone by the wayside. So 125 at least gives CMAQ some ability to work further, and CMAQ is aware it's going to be for next year when really this gets down to there can be an agreement all the way around, and staff has already recommended at the last meeting that the best thing to do, once CMAQ comes up with its final recommendations, those who have agents should be given an invitation to attend the CMAQ meeting and discuss their needs and what they think prior to coming to the commission. So that's what's in the works right now for the agents. And the staff recommendation would be 125 for 2015. Thank you.
Thanks, Chief.
Mr. Neal. The public notice, was that covered in the public notice? We can reduce the agents to 125?
We're going to look, but being covered is something we talk about all the time, pardon me. There is a sort of long-standing dogma that as long as something is less restrictive, then the commission can go ahead and adopt that. In my time, I have seen that that's really not exactly the case. That's a decision that we would certainly look for, the attorney's opinion on something like that. But the way this is written is, and I'm going to find it here, to limit and specify the annual number of license agents permitted in the blue crab fishery. So it's left open-ended. And the other question doesn't have to be answered today on less restrictive or more restrictive, but it's always something that generally the commission has gone with less restrictive.
Okay, that sounds like it.
So I think we're good.
Thank you.
Wait, no comments.
Any other questions from the commission? All right. This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience that wishes to be heard on this matter, pro or con? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission. The public hearing is closed. Ms. Haney.
I think I would feel more comfortable waiting and having the actual recommendation from CMAQ with a quorum. I mean, it's something that we could take up. We could approve staff recommendation now, and it could be part of restrictions later on, couldn't it?
Yep, Chief.
The only thing I would address on that is that the situation that Joe shows you here at the bottom, that the original intent of the commission was to keep some sort of status quo or level agent use back to 2012. With 51 new agents, that system now is not what it was. And so in any other situation, and we hear this all the time, the commission may be better placed to alter the number of agents even lower. This is just staff suggestion, even lower than 125 in the future. If it maintains the 158, then there'll probably be more difficulties. And that's just staff's opinion.
I guess to be clear, so staff's recommendation now is to remove the 2014 from the regulation and to change the maximum number of agents to 125.
Not quite. staff's recommendation is to keep the 2012 because there are serious agent users who still will be available, but that the cap of 153 of 168 in Part B there, that be changed to 125 of the total amount. So in Part A, you have only 168 agents. That would be 125. In Part B, you'd have 125. Because other than the original, I think it was a 10% increase in 2014 that CMAQ came up to allow some movement in, that isn't needed anymore either. So overall, if I can point to it, this would be 125, that would be 125. That's not really relevant because there's still the ability for the commissioner, if there are hardship exceptions, which we've had five so far, to allow hardship exceptions in. And overall, it seems to staff that the use of agents is not as critical as it was. Otherwise, you wouldn't have had 51 new licensees having agents.
I guess my point was it's not the 2012 mark, it was the 2014.
Right. The 2014 merely comes out because, as you saw with Bluefish, we need to bring it up to an annual basis so we don't constantly have to come back to the commission and have an advertising cost and your time simply because we've been using year-specific dates in our regulations. We're trying to get away from that as much as possible.
Seems to me, and there's been a number of us that have had serious problems and serious concerns about latent effort within this fishery here. If the allotted number of crab agents that has been the case over the last few years is not being reached, I'm not sure we want to leave that open for exploitation down the road here. That's my thought on it.
Wasn't the agents designed for health purposes, not pretty much to, you know, just my take on agents. I just think it's just a ball that just got rolling and just hadn't stopped. I mean, that's just my take on it. You know, it's a full-time waterman. You know, people misuse it. You know, other people are full-time watermen are sitting at home and some don't even have licenses going to work as agents.
Any other discussion? Well, the staff recommendation is to make the technical adjustment to remove the year date from the regulation here and cap the agent use at 125.
And I'll move to accept staff recommendation as stated.
Motion by Mr. Neal here for the staff recommendation. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Sessions. Is there further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. The motion passes unanimously.